This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
It's a Friday afternoon. This is the 25th day of January. I'm Todd Gleason on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast. With us, Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It's been really cold. But it's getting better, although it's kind of slick and nasty, and I think there's at least one more day of that in front of us over the weekend.
That's right. Not quite motorcycle riding weather just yet.
Not yet.
Today's actually, you know, it's funny now, 32 degrees feels pretty warm out.
Yes, it does.
We're getting used to that cold weather. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 26, and then on Sunday, there's actually a chance of a wintry mix, and then it's going to start warming up about Sunday night. And so we'll start to see temperatures more spring-like as we get into Monday and Tuesday, with highs on Monday around 48 degrees, low Monday night on 46, and high on Tuesday of 57, and even a chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday. So very spring-like weather, but that'll be short-lived. We'll drop right back down into winter weather on Wednesday. So it's I guess enjoy it while you can. Is the bottom line.
Get the bike
there.
Out. Might ride to campus on Tuesday. Might get a little wet.
Might, yeah.
Hey, why
yeah.
not, huh?
Yeah.
So the wet this winter so far, how's it compared to previous winters and again to last year's drought-ridden winter? Actually, although it was just mostly warmer than normal last year.
That's right. Yeah, that's one of the things that's going on right now, especially in the northern two-thirds of the state, is that we have been in kind of a, what you might call a snow drought with much below normal snowfall. I mean, here we're about 2 to 3 inches of snow for the year to date, and Chicago's in the same boat. That's certainly very noticeable. But, you know, every once in a while we get a rain event kind of sneak in there and actually give us some rain. And this time of year is usually our driest time of the year. Normal rainfall or precipitation, whether it's rain or snow, melted, is about 2 inches in January and 2 inches in February. So this is our driest time of year. So anytime we get any amount of precipitation, that does a pretty good job of helping us make up on the precipitation deficit. So just the fact that we don't have snow is not that big of a problem as long as we're getting it in the form of rain, which we seem to be doing right now.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey, serves as the state climatologist at the Prairie Research Institute right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. A few things to keep in mind. Commodity Week will record this afternoon at 4 o'clock, about a half an hour early, so we can make some time to get over to the Voices of Illinois Agriculture event at Bevere Hall. That starts at 6 o'clock tonight. Hopefully, we'll get to see you there. If not, and you want a book from Orion Samuelson, you'd like to have that signed. He, in just about 25 minutes, will be on the second floor lounge of Bevere Hall. Has books there for you to purchase, and he'd be glad to sign them for you. And then he'll be with us throughout the evening to eat this evening. Our guest for Commodity Week, by the way, is Steve Freed. He's here on campus and will be at the Voices event tonight, but in studio here this afternoon. We'll have also along with us Dale Durkles this afternoon, Jackie Bakes, and Wayne Nelson. We're really looking forward to that. Posted probably about 5 o'clock to our website. That's USA Central Time. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs.